It is your KORN News Radio Sports for Thursday, December 4th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Denver Nuggets guard Jamal Murray delivered one of the NBA's most efficient performances of the season last night, scoring 52 points as Denver would defeat the Indiana Pacers 135-120. Murray made 19 of his 25 shots, including 10 of 11 for three, to finish with a season-high 52. Also for Denver, Nikola Jokic had 24 points, 13 rebounds, and 8 assists. Giannis Antetokounmpo left Milwaukee's game with Detroit last night after straining his right calf in the first quarter. Milwaukee coach Doc Rivers said that Antetokounmpo will undergo an MRI, and they believe that they have ruled out the possibility that Giannis injured his Achilles tendon on the play. Milwaukee would defeat Detroit 113-109. Karl-Anthony Towns had 35 points and 18 rebounds as the Knicks would beat Charlotte 119-104. Houston over Sacramento 121-95. Alperen Sengun of Houston had a double-double with 28 points and 10 rebounds. The NBA fined the Philadelphia 76ers yesterday $100,000 for violating league injury reporting rules regarding Joel Embiid. The 76ers failed to accurately disclose the game availability status of Embiid prior to Sunday's game against Atlanta. Embiid was listed as out in Philadelphia's initial injury report, but then he eventually ended up playing in the game on Sunday. The Brooklyn Nets would win consecutive games for the first time this season. They beat the Bulls last night 113-103. Brooklyn's Michael Porter Jr. had 33 points and 10 rebounds. The Bulls, they got off to a really good start. They've now lost 5 in a row. They're now 9-12 on the season. The Dallas Mavericks have won 3 in a row for the first time this year. Dallas beats Miami 118-108 behind rookie Cooper Flagg and his 22 points. Clippers end a 5-game losing streak, defeating Atlanta 115-92. And the San Antonio Spurs, they've won 7 of 9. Spurs beat Orlando 114-112. Two gymnasts have filed lawsuits against USA Gymnastics, also Safe Sport, and Chow's Gymnastics in Iowa, alleging that those organizations failed to stop coach Sean Gardner from sexually abusing young athletes despite multiple complaints starting as soon as 2017. The lawsuit claims that USA Gymnastics and Safe Sport were informed of Gardner's grooming behaviors and inappropriate conduct, including hugging, kissing, and other abuse, but did not properly investigate, revoke his credentials, or report him to law enforcement. The inaction allegedly allowed Gardner to continue coaching at Chow's Gymnastics and Dance Institute in West Des Moines, Iowa. And that's a look at your sports for this Thursday, December 4th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.